AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The damage area has widened significantly from Ida. At least 26 people have died in the Northeast, from flooding in Pennsylvania, New York, and elsewhere, to flooding and tornadoes in states like New Jersey.
The alarm went off and we went in the basement.
Ashley Thomas's home was destroyed.
We lost a gazebo in a storm. We've had damage. So we don't take it. We always joke that this is a wind tunnel. It's a wind tunnel, and really proved itself to be that way last night.
Four nursing home residents in Louisiana died after Ida. President Biden will be in Louisiana tomorrow.
We know that there is much to be done in this response on our part. We need to get power restored. We need to get more food, fuel, and water deployed.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely Americans will need a third coronavirus dose to be considered fully vaccinated. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The FDA and CDC would make the final call, but based on Fauci's experience,
I would not at all be surprised that the adequate full regimen for vaccination will likely be three doses.
The government's preparing to give boosters to all people who receive the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, pending approval from federal regulators. The decision on what's considered full vaccination would have big implications for schools, businesses, and others with vaccine mandates. The U.S. is still studying whether those who receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will also need a booster. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former prosecutor in Georgia, Jackie Johnson, has been indicted on misconduct charges, alleging she used her position to shield the men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery from being charged with crimes immediately after the shootings. Prosecutors filed a more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed black driver Dante Wright during a traffic stop. The Dow finished up 131 points. This is AP News. The Government Road Safety Agency reports traffic deaths in the first quarter rose, even with fewer people driving.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates 8,730 people died in motor vehicle crashes from January through April. That's more than 800 more fatalities than the same period last year. And it continues a trend that started in 2020, a year that saw the most traffic deaths since 2007. That increase came even as the number of miles traveled fell 13% due to the coronavirus pandemic. The agency says drivers are taking too many risks on the road, including speeding, not wearing seat belts, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. I'm Ben Thomas.
Acting General Manager Zach Scott was placed on administrative leave by the New York Mets following his arrest on charges of driving while intoxicated. Scott pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.